We're going to see the crossing of the Zambezi, and then we're going to see the carnival, the traditional carnival. And finally, on the 28th, we're going to witness and experience and celebrate the Nkwala ceremony itself. When Trade Kings and the ceremony in Nkwala come together, it is that unity. It is the identity of being Zambian, which is the reason why we are such a proud partner and are counting down. If somebody's listening to me, we have 6 days before Nkwala. Please come and witness what Zambia feels like in the Eastern Province.
All right. Miss Bridget, it's always having you. It's always a joy and awesome having you here. Thank you so much for coming.
Pleasure is mine, and thank you so much.
Okay. And, of course, we've been talking all things Trade Kings. We just had Miss Bridget Kambobe, who is a Group Public Relations Manager, Trade Kings Group. And, yes, whatever you do, keep on listening to Christian Voice. At 13 hours, we'll be having our main news. I'm Chipo, wishing you a lovely and blessed day.
President Hichilema reiterates that August polls will be free and fair. Health B extends loan repayment discount campaign to June 2026. And Tunisian Member of Parliament jailed for 8 months over posts mocking President. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasavo. President Hakainde Hichilema says as the country approaches the August 13, 2026 general elections, government is committed to ensuring that the polls are free, fair, credible and peaceful. Delivering a national address on the progress made in the application of national values and principles in Parliament today, President Hichilema has implored all political actors to promote peace, tolerance and unity in the run-up to the elections. Let the nation always choose unity over division, and let Zambians choose dialogue and inclusion over conflict and insults. Let the country choose progress over politicking, said President Hichilema. He also noted that over the past 4 years, his administration has made strides in promoting patriotism and national unity. President Hichilema added that under the United Party for National Development UPND government, Zambia has recorded an unprecedented reduction in political violence and candorism. He further stated that the amendment of the Constitution was undertaken to ensure fair and equitable representation of people at all levels of the governance system, describing it as a historic milestone for the country.
As we ask every Zambian to rise to the high standard of patriotism, integrity and peaceful coexistence before, during and after elections, we are asking for personal commitment to this issue. Elections are a democratic process, but ultimately, we want the country to remain stable, secure, so we can focus on development. We may be unhappy about one or two things. Let's deal with those issues. Let's not destroy the country. As citizens, we must reject all forms of violence. We must always say no to hate speech.
Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mwetwa has described as mere politicking the opposition's continued reference to certain government and Electoral Commission of Zambia ECZ activities as imingalato. The opposition has been on record describing a number of government initiatives as imingalato, a term they used to imply alleged mischievous maneuvers. Among the issues cited are improvements in the country's power supply and provisions in the proposed Electoral Process Act Bill of 2026, including the removal of official dead stamps from ballot papers and the requirement for political alliances to be registered before elections. But speaking in an interview with RSC News in Lusaka today, Mr. Mwetwa said the opposition is using the term as a political tool because it has no substantive issues to raise. They are just politicking as they have no issues to raise, so they are using the word Imingalato as an excuse to fill up the gaps, said Mr. Mwetwa. Mr. Mwetwa, who also serves as Minister of Information and Media, argued that the opposition is misusing the term, stating that Imingalato is simply a unique expression associated with winning elections.
Just politicking, they have no issues to raise, and so in filling up the gaps, they have to point at something as an excuse. So the thing they are referring to as Imingalato, they are not Imingalatos. Imingalato, I have already explained that it's a unique strategy of winning elections, and in the Imingalato.
The Higher Education Loans and Scholarships Board, HELSB, has announced the extension of its loan repayment discount campaign to June 30th, 2026. The initiative, dubbed the discount campaign, will enable all student loan beneficiaries to repay their outstanding loans at a discounted rate of 20%. HELSB Corporate Affairs Manager Chiselwa Kawanda said the campaign is aimed at improving the loan repayment rate, which currently stands at about 50%. Speaking when she featured on Christian Voices chatback program in Lusaka today, Ms. Kawanda said that the campaign offers an opportunity for beneficiaries who are repaying their loans to regularize their repayment status through the 20% discount incentive. This campaign will enable loan beneficiaries who are repaying their loans to restructure their repayment at a 20% discount, she said. Ms. Kawanda emphasized the need to enhance loan recoveries, noting that the student loan scheme operates as a revolving fund. She explained that improved repayments will allow the board to support more students with financial assistance in their higher learning institutions. Medical for Quality Healthcare in Zambia has emphasized the need to treat the challenges the National Health Insurance Management Authority, NIMA, is facing as a matter of national priority, calling on stabilizing the scheme as delays of this extent pose a serious risk to the stability of healthcare delivery across the country. Speaking in an interview with RSV News in Lusaka today, Association Director General Queen Smuavu has expressed concern regarding the financial challenges currently confronting NIMA, with reports indicating arrears of approximately 600 million kwacha and delayed payments to healthcare providers of up to 3 to 4 months. Dr. Mwawu acknowledged that while NIMA can encounter financial strains, the scale of the current situation demands immediate and decisive corrective action. He underscored the importance of coordinated engagement between NIMA, relevant government authorities, and healthcare stakeholders to urgently restore financial stability and prevent further escalation. Dr. Mwawu stressed that preserving a broad and inclusive network of accredited providers remains fundamental to the scheme's effectiveness, adding that the health security of citizens cannot be subjected to prolonged financial uncertainty. He further emphasized, for the current challenges to be addressed with urgency, responsibility, and structural reform to protect the integrity of the scheme and welfare of the Zambian people.
We need to understand that hospitals and clinics depend on timely reimbursements to buy medicines, maintain equipment, and pay healthcare workers. If this situation is not urgently addressed, it is ordinary Zambians who ultimately suffer through disrupted services and reduced access to care. We believe immediate stabilization measures are required. There must be transparency, a clear recovery plan, and a coordinated action to restore financial stability and rebuild the confidence in the scheme.
In foreign news, a Tunisian court has sentenced a lawmaker to 8 months in prison over social media posts mocking President Kais Saied following recent deadly floods. Ahmed Saidani was arrested earlier this month after he posted on social media about Saied's visit to flood-hit areas, calling him the supreme commander of sanitation and rainwater drainage. He was jailed on Thursday on charges of insulting others via communication networks, a judicial official has said. Coming up shortly, source tells the BBC that Hamas holds vote to choose a new interim leader. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. when HIV and AIDS comes